kind of job that has been done in the field of education, water and sanitation, road network, infrastructure development, and so on and so forth. That day also, His Excellency the President and his entourage also went to cut the sod for a multi-purpose ultra-modern auditorium for the University of Development Studies at the Nabrongo campus, and then interacted with the students and staff of the university. They gave him a very tumultuous welcome, and the interaction was very, very healthy, and the students were very happy that His Excellency the President is the first sitting president of the Republic to visit the school and to cut the sod for such a landmark project. From there, we did the inspection. Zero senior high school infrastructure that are being built all over the place. And then,
how come that you were saying you had a huge crowd welcoming you, yet people are saying that party faithful did not receive you well? How do you react to that?
I don't know which people are all over the place when the president. In fact, yesterday when we arrived at Wa, it was almost something. It took the president almost 2 hours to drive through Wa Township to the residence because the crowd was simply not allow us to move. Security agencies had it very tough to get us through the principal street of Wa before we were able to enter into the residence. And I think that if the cameras have not shown it, then of course I believe that any moment from this evening going, they will show it, and then you will exactly see the kind of welcome that the president has received. In fact, yesterday there was a Deba where the president launched the white gold program, that is the cotton revival of the cotton industry, and the minister of agriculture delivered a major policy statement on behalf of government with regard to the cotton industry. And you should have been there to see the number of farmers and others who came there happily, because the government is reviving the cotton industry, and the estimation is that for this year alone, about 100,000 jobs will be created. And the farmers feel that with this intervention, their lot will be improved, and they were extremely happy at the policies of government in this direction. So I do not know who should be saying that the president is not well received. We have been well received by both the general public and the party officials, who, in fact, in Y yesterday, there were a number of placards that were written to show solidarity and support for the president, and the fact that they still trust that the presidency is on track and is capable of delivering the electoral promises that we give Ghanaians. So I'll be very, very much surprised if anybody, by any stretch of imagination, will come out and say that the president is not well received by party soldiers and others. I have been a national organizer before. I know party people. I have also received my portion of the mobbing. General Secretary Sidrun Ketia, the least said about him, the better, because even when we went to the UDS campus in Nabrongo, it was something else. They mobbed him. And so the party has been received generally everywhere. The president has been given thumbs up, and people believe that he's on track, he's delivering, and that he needs to be supported to do the good job that he's doing.
Mr. Fosu-Ampofo also spoke on the accident involving the majority leader Cletus Avoka and the Deputy Minister of Education Mahama Ayariga.
The majority leader is faring well. This accident occurred Saturday when there was an organization of farmers there by at Garu. Nabrongo Secondary School were celebrating their Golden Jubilee. So as an old student, he was permitted by His Excellency the President to join General Smith, who was a special guest representing the Vice President on that occasion, to commemorate the occasion. I think after the 50th anniversary has been observed, the majority leader was rushing from Nabrongo to Garu to join the President at the rally. And I believe that that's a clue to Zivila, his constituency capital, where his vehicle was involved in an accident. Thank God the vehicle was seriously mangled, but I think because they were all in seatbelt, they were safe. As of yesterday, the majority leader has been discharged from hospital and he looks very strong and healthy. With regard to Honorable Mahama Ayariga, unfortunately, I was with him at the Burger Hospital for the majority leader, who were all sympathizing with him. But I was told that in the early mornings of yesterday, he was to catch a flight. And on his way to Tamale, there was a vehicle parked. Then, in an attempt to swerve that vehicle, the vehicle went on a collision course with another vehicle. As I speak to you now, my information is that he stabilized. The hospital authority, Tamale Teaching Hospital, worked very hard on him, and he's in a very stable condition. And we are praying that he will recover very quickly and join the rest of the program.
Where are you going today?
We are now in the Upper West Region, and the president will meet in the Upper West Regional House of Chiefs, after which we will tour a number of districts this normal of ongoing project. This is a working visit, so less fanfare, less thereby. It's a very serious working visit. It's looking at projects, it's looking at whether government is having value for money, then ensuring that contractors are living up to expectation, they are working timeously, and where delays are being experienced, to find out exactly what are the causes of the delay so that he could quickly come back and reorganize various ministries and agencies which are responsible for those projects to ensure that they execute the projects without further delay.
Would you say that you are seeing quality work being done by the contractors?
Well, I think that by and large, the contractors are living up to expectation. Yesterday, I was very, very surprised when we went to the Timpani Senior High School. The number of structures, classroom blocks, dormitory blocks, very modern infrastructure that has been put up in a very remote community, which is close to the Togo border. I was amazed at the level of infrastructure development there and the quality of work that the contractors are delivering. So I think that the Better Ghana agenda is on course, and the people in the Upper East region are feeling this. Those in Accra who are making noise, they can make their noise, but we are making the rightful impact here, and I'm so excited by what I'm seeing.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu. And still on reactions to the president's tour, there are reports of jubilation among people in the Upper West region since the arrival of President Atamnos in the region yesterday. The Deputy Regional Minister, Cesar Kale, told Radio Ghana in an interview that the mood of the people is a demonstration of their satisfaction with development projects initiated by the Mills administration. He spoke to George Asekre.
Presence in Upper West has attracted a lot of ecstasy from the general populace. Yesterday, the tumultuous welcome that was given him was unprecedented. We've never seen that in Upper West. We thought previously all the welcoming or the resounding welcomes that we were giving him were enough. But yesterday, actually, the people were so happy because within the 2 years, what His Excellency has done for the region is so much that everybody came out spontaneously to actually welcome the president. And if you watch the TV, you will see so many placards that we raised, expressing their thanks, expressing their happiness, expressing their appreciation to His Excellency the President for what he has actually done for the region.
So what are they expecting from the president?
The president is actually going to visit almost all the project sites. He can't actually do half of them. But at least the strategic projects he's going to go through to inspect. We are also expecting the president to even make more promises.
Deputy Upper West Regional Minister Cesar Kale talking to George Asekre.